You know how much I love energy practices, practitioners, light workers, and healers. And today's topic, Shakti energy, caught my attention from go. So I'm super excited, Alara, for you to tell me, what is Shakti energy?
Many people have heard maybe of Kundalini. It's a common phrase in the spiritual community. Kundalini and Shakti is the same thing. Kundalini Shakti is actually the full terminology. And it's our creative life force energy. It is the feminine that exists within all of us, regardless of our sexual identity. And so Kundalini is the coiled serpent. The seat of the Kundalini Shakti is at the base of your body, right above your root chakra. And before it's activated, it's called Kundalini. The serpent is coiled and awaiting to be released. And once it is opened, activated, it becomes Shakti, which is the goddess energy. And Shakti, Kundalini, all of it, creative life force energy, is for one, our own internal healing power. So the representation of Kundalini Shakti is a cross with two serpents, and that is the emblem for Western medicine, which is very ironic. They actually took that from Kundalini Shakti, because our Kundalini Shakti heals us from the inside out. And so after she's activated, she begins her journey up through the body. And she also travels outside of the body to your Merkaba, to your chakras that are located outside of your body. And ultimately, she reaches the crown where she unites with Shiva, the god, and you experience divine union, communion. And very, very beautiful. It's also considered enlightenment. So as she starts to move through your body, she awakens you. She awakens you per your chakras. She awakens you to dormant energies, limitations, blocks, trauma, karma that you've held in your body. And through the process of working with her in your body, she awakens you to your own divinity and your unique genius.
Wow. Like, I'm like, what the heck is going on? How come this is the first time I've heard of this?
I know.
So how did you hear of this? Like, how did this come to you?
Oh, I have such a fun story. So I was at the time, this was back in 2014, I was meditating every day. And at the time I worked on horses. I did energy work and physical therapy to horses. And so one day I got in my car and I was driving down the road to go work on some horses. And my higher self came in and said, Om, three times. I knew what oming was. It wasn't something that I personally practiced, but I was like, okay, higher self. So nice deep breath, Om, all the way to the end. I did that three times. And at the end of the third breath, an energy shot through my body, up out my crown, and I went into full body orgasm. Now, I had to pull the car over. And I was just in this full body orgasm, which I had never experienced sexually, let alone driving my car down the road. And although I knew roughly what Kundalini was, I didn't practice anything to do with Kundalini. And I had no idea that what had happened to me in that moment was the Kundalini. It's called a spontaneous Kundalini awakening. So I had this full body orgasm. I'm in the car. I'm just like, wow, this is whatever is happening. It's just like so delicious. And after a couple of minutes, the orgasm softened and I was just in a state of ecstatic bliss. I was just so lit, and I got back on the road and I was like driving to the horses. And I just remember being on the freeway. You know, I was dancing in my car. I had the radio, the music cranked. I was like waving at everybody. I was just like having so much fun. And the energy continued, but it kind of softened and dropped down throughout the day. And then I went through a very interesting part of my life where for the next 5 months, I was really all over the place, because spontaneous Kundalini awakenings are not common. And what happens is she shoots through your body. And as she does that, she releases a lot of dormant energy very, very quickly. And so all of these suppressed emotions came roaring out of me. I mean, one minute I would be just like elated, like giggly, happily for no reason. And then the next minute I would be on the floor sobbing with this deep grief that I didn't even know where it was coming from. And then the next minute I was raging and screaming, and it was just super chaotic. And again, at this point, I still had no idea what had happened to me. And I asked my higher self, am I going crazy? And my higher self said, breathe and allow the motion through you. And so I did. And I kept checking in, like, are you sure I'm not going crazy? Because at the time, I had perceived myself to be very emotionally stable. But actually, I was emotionally suppressed. So this level of emotion was not something of who I was. I was not an emotional person. And so then, you know, I asked myself, higher self, that several times, because it was very borderline, like, this is just crazy. Like, I don't feel like I have any control of myself. And after about 5 months, the energy really reached an equilibrium. And as the universe does in these circumstances for me, a book came into my lap spontaneously called Kundalini Awakening. And the first chapter was all about spontaneous Kundalini awakening. So that's not the normal experience for everybody, but that's how it came into my space. And, you know, the most beautiful thing it showed me, for one, that I was emotionally suppressed, but two, that moment of feeling that ecstatic bliss and that full body orgasm really showed me where I was living my life. And I literally call it from numb to ecstatic, because it showed me that I was shut down and I was numb.
I mean, so many questions I want to ask you. So I'll just start what came first. So looking back on this moment, why do you think it came to you at that point in your life?
I have a lot of spontaneous situations with awakening and communions with God and divine unions. And, you know, they're divinely orchestrated. They're orchestrated by my higher self, by, you know, higher consciousness. And it's very precise. And it, you know, it's not up to me.
I agree. I do think, though, sometimes you're in a crossroads or something needs to end, and you're not letting it end. Like, for me, like, that's what happens. Like, it's almost like the universe swoops in and is like, okay, enough of this. We're done living this way. Now you're upgrading to this way. But I love what you said about suppressed emotions, because I'm thinking about myself. I think about so many women that I've met and that I've connected with here and in past lives. And I think that that's a common theme for many humans. I work a lot with women, so that to me is a very just poignant topic of suppressed emotions. I mean, I think everybody needs to go through that awakening.
Yes, and this is also what I speak to a lot of women about as well, is just where they literally say, yeah, they know that they're not connected to their emotions. And the important thing to understand about women, and, you know, like you said, this, it's important for everybody, right? It's important for men and all sexual identities to learn to come back into emotional intelligence and learn the power, because our emotions are so powerful and they are so intelligent, and there's so much we can gain from having a deep, intimate relationship with them. But specifically for women, you know, the emotional body is governed by the sacral chakra. And the sacral chakra also governs our womb and our ovaries. And our womb is so freaking magical. I mean, it literally takes ethereal energy and creates physical form. It is the epitome of creation. And we haven't been taught to rever it. We haven't been taught to be deeply connected to it and to allow it to guide us with the wisdom that it holds and is ultimately connected to, because our wombs are connected to the cosmic womb and all wombs. And so for women, particularly, learning how to reconnect to our emotions, use them, allow them to flow through, understand how they work, is really important for our ability to create our life.
Yeah, that is so beautiful. And I couldn't agree with you more. I think we are purposefully conditioned to forget our power. You don't get in women's groups or you don't have the opportunity to go to retreats. You really rely on conversations like this to remind you that there is so much power within, and especially for women that create. You know, my daughter, I'm always like, do not hide your tampon. You create life. And she looks at me like I'm crazy. And I think in her, you know, circle I am, but in reality, we should be like running around being like, I create life, because society forces us to feel less than in so many ways, I feel like. And it's really just a switch we need to turn back on. So can you talk about your work as a womb shaman?
Absolutely. So the one thing about the terminology womb shaman is I find that a lot of people think it's only for women, but it's actually for men and women, because we are all birthed of womb, right? And in the womb, in all of our wombs, there is the creation point. It is the light tunnel. And it is the tunnel through which we incarnate, and through when we pass, we go back through. And so as a womb shaman, this was something I didn't even know existed until my higher self told me I was one. And I was kind of like, okay, higher self, whatever. And then I started being taught how to guide people through that creation point and, you know, into the quantum and into all the parallel past lives and into all the ancestral energy, and just how much, again, the womb truly holds and how much the womb is truly connected to. So that terminology is really about connecting to ourselves as an interdimensional being. And as women, because we have the womb, we are really radically connected to those different aspects of self, and even more so during our bleed, but we can be connected to it at all times. So as a womb shaman, I'm helping both men and women to heal their sexual energy, to heal their infertility, to connect to past lives where they've had trauma and karma. We connect to, you know, if they're infertile, we connect to like the souls of the babies that are trying to incarnate. We really work on the quantum level through the womb.
That's incredible, and such a great reminder that we all come in that passage, and a better reminder, we all go back out. And I think for many of us, we don't spend any time really thinking about that, and even the energy within, and like really activating that energy from the just above the root chakra up through the womb and throughout. So I just appreciate you reminding us of this. And so how do you do this for people? What does your work look like?
Well, I have several containers in different ways. I teach people sexual magic. I work with women in fertility. And, you know, I also have an academy. So there's different ways that people work with me. And so most of my containers have some level of like self-study and then group work. You know, the work that I do is in the body. So we're doing a lot of embodiment, breathing into the body, learning how to reconnect to the body, the intelligence and the wisdom that is within each person. I'm big on empowerment. You know, each of us have the power to heal ourselves. Each of us have the power to connect to the Great Mother, to connect to our guides, to connect to our higher selves. And so for me, it's about empowering others to do it for themselves, not just like, okay, come to me and receive this, right? So I'm a teacher as well as a mentor. And so I give a lot of teaching, a lot of mentorship. And then of course, in the space when people are working either through the groups, the embodiment sessions, or one-on-one, that's where we're doing like just really powerful, delicious, energetic transformation.
Oh, I can feel it. It feels so amazing. And I'm such a big believer in attending either online or in person ways to really get underneath the covers in the sense of figuring out what is stuck, what needs to be moved, and where there's space for more light. So I just love that. So you talk a lot, and I've heard you say this on your podcast and others, is de-armoring. So would you consider that as your de-armoring process?
Yeah. So de-armoring is, again, one of the things that I really realized in myself. That's why I was so shut down and numb, is I just honestly felt really unsafe. And I was sexually molested as a child, but it's incredible to me when I work with people, pretty much everybody on some level has a level of armoring. So when we speak of authenticity, when we speak of connecting to our authentic self, of being able to be vulnerable and simultaneously holding strong boundaries, this is all rooted in our ability to de-armor ourselves, where fundamentally we don't feel safe. And therefore, we throw up these walls and then we create all of this, you know, like falseness of self that, you know, not consciously, not necessarily intentionally, it's a protective mechanism. So it's really rooted in our subconscious mind. But we don't feel safe to really just be who we are. And kind of what you were referring to before, you know, society hasn't really given us the opportunity to just be ourselves, right? And really just shine our unique fractal of God, our unique fractal of consciousness. And we're being given that opportunity now. And so for many of us, we have to learn how to let down those walls, to trust ourselves, to find that sense of safety and trust within self that enables us to drop the walls and simultaneously understand what boundaries are and hold those boundaries so we can be simultaneously transparent, authentic, vulnerable, yet powerful, clear, intentional.
Wow, that is so powerful. That is so, so powerful. And I feel like there's so much depth within us that we rarely even get time to tap into. And so creating this conscious space to remove the barriers, de-armor ourselves, let the emotion go, I think is a perfect opportunity to then tap into another level of knowing. And I love a lot of times that you reference like really tapping into this ancient wisdom. And so can you kind of pull this all together for us on how that happens?
Yes, because we're so connected. I actually had a conversation with a client this morning where she was talking about ancestors. And she said, well, I don't just feel just like the ancestors of my mother. And I said, yes, that's correct. Because I always say we have more than just one ancestral lineage. A lot of times people think that our ancestral lineage is just like your mom's 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 mom and your dad's dads, right? But that's just the ancestral lineage of this human life, you. But you have the ancestral lineage of your soul family. You have the ancestral lineage of all the cosmic experiences you've had. So you're tapped in to so much wisdom, so many experiences, lives, and other beings of lives. And, you know, wisdom is the feminine. Intelligence is the masculine. And so when we reconnect to our womb as women, again, we really open up the dimensions, the quantum field to connecting to what I refer to as our ancestral lineages, these very vast streams of consciousness that then we can pull from. And I just get so emotional because from that space, we are so supported and so loved. And that wisdom will guide us. It will carry us. It will allow us to move with fluidity and grace, and as well as really serve ourselves as an individual and the whole.
And it's so beautiful. And I believe that's kind of why I started these conversations, because I feel like so many of us are working outside our bodies. We're told how to show up, what to do, and what should make us feel good through all the marketing we receive all the time. And I believe people like yourself are here on the planet to remind us to back into our bodies and really feel the energy within and use it as a portal for what is available to us. And I just think that we could talk for hours because there's just so many pieces and parts, but I will include all your links below, your podcast, your academy, your website, your YouTube. But I want to chat with you a little bit as we're ending. It's like, how can people work with you and what is on the horizon specifically for you?
I have a Unity Academy that people can join, and that's right now where they're getting access to like everything I do. It's a membership, but you get access to all of the lives. I'm a highly creative individual. I'm constantly creating a lot. And so there's a huge advantage to be in that stream of consciousness. And as well as people can always just reach out and we can, you know, really connect to what's going to serve them, because that's really where I want. I want it to really serve them uniquely. In the horizon for me is I truly believe that we are here to live ecstatically. That's been my teaching from my higher self and understanding what I felt that day, and that that is available to us in every single moment. And I'm constantly shown that and taught that and taken that deeper into every experience. Can not only be pleasurable, it can be orgasmic, ecstatic. And I literally experience this. Sometimes it sounds very vague and out there, but it's absolutely possible when we drop those armorings. And so I'm really here to help people move into that, move through that, learn how to live with more aliveness in the present moment, and learn how to live their ecstatic self. And so they really can create their reality. And I really love working with Shakti and sexual energy, teaching sexual magic, teaching how to really deepen into ourselves and create our lives, but not just create our lives, like have a lot of fun doing it.
That is music to my ears, and I'm sure so many listeners, because I think a lot of us have gotten into a place of ho-hum or so much to do all the time, no time for self-care, no time for leaning into what is available to us. And I love bringing people like you forward so that people can give themselves permission to say, yes, I need more of that. I want more of that. And I'm going to follow you and your work, because I feel like that is possible and available to all of us, as you have mentioned. So thank you. Thank you so much for joining us. I am honored that you are part of my networking community.
Absolutely. Thank you. This is such a wonderful conversation, and it's always just such a joy to connect with you as well.
I love it. And I hope that if you are called to this conversation or Alara's work, that you reach out to her, because it is no accident. These things are synchronized just for you. And if you feel like it's calling you, please lean in, tap in a link below, or just send her a DM. So thank you so much for joining me.
And that's a wrap. See you again here and over at togetherweseek.online, where you can join live discussions with energy practitioners, healers, and spiritual leaders. See you there.